Brian Bland. Brings it out for about...
That's a first down.
He's out to the 45-yard line, if not the 46. That's a 10-yard gain, in fact, for number 12, Brian Bland.
Brian Bland, the 5'5", 150-pound senior, real small, but low to the ground, very quick. Burst through the line, got a quick 9, 10 yards.
There's nothing bland about that drive. Sorry, I had to. First and 10 for the Bearcats at the 46-yard line in their own turf. And there's whistles all over the place. Looks like it could be a false start, potentially, against the Bearcats here. No word yet.
Public's pointing their way.
What's going on here? Lightning.
Oh, look at the rain come down, Clark. Out of nowhere.
So we are now have rainy conditions out here. And both teams coming off the field. I believe there was lightning spotted. This is a first for me, Dave. This is definitely a first for you.
Oh, look at them scatter.
It's like watching an ant farm, you know? The game is delayed for 30 minutes here, folks. So, all right, Dave, we're going to do it. So here's what we're going to do.
Yes, sir.
We're going to kind of break down this game for a few minutes. Then we're going to go back to regular broadcasting. We're going to throw a few songs in there. Then we're going to be back to the game here. We have a minimum of a 30-minute delay. And how that works is the first time you see lightning is when the timer starts, 30 minutes from that point. So if we see another 30-minute, another lightning here, then we restart that 30-minute clock. We're getting our official rule book out here. Thank you to our statistician, Kylie Kabowski, for that one. So the rain is pouring down. Dave, all right. Well, even though it's, we got, what, two plays in there, maybe, what's probably showing this half that they didn't show the first half?
Well, what they're going to show is the same thing they show at every half of every game. They are going to pound the rock. Their go-to guy, number 5, Kirk Kabotsky, they already showed up the first play of the game of the second half. They're going to run the ball up the middle with him. They're going to let him get that 4 or 5 yards and hope to get some long drives, wind some time off the clock, keep the ball out of that prolific Memphis offense there. They are known to score and score quickly at times. And if you can prevent the big play of Memphis' offense, then you can really keep them off the scoreboard because they live and die by the deep throw or by the long run.
And if you were to be Memphis's offense, what do you think you're telling your players out there? Stick with it? The game's still in hand?
Agreed. This game is definitely not over. As we've seen, 80% of our drives today result in some sort of point score. I think what they're going to try and do, though, is keep the offense moving, potentially run it a little more with some sweep plays, run the option a few more times, and possibly even that quarterback read option. Involve that a little more and see if they can get them linebackers drawn back in for so they can start to throw the ball down the field to that 8, 10, 12-yard range again.
You're tuned to WLEW. We are currently under a thunderstorm, a lightning delay here, and Ubley leading by 10, Ubley 30, Memphis 20. Tonight's game is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Knights Insurance Agency, Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe, McDowell Food and Family Center, Catic Radiator and Air Conditioning, the East End of Bad Axe, Signature Bank, offices throughout the town area, more motor sales of Carroll, and more Shoreline of Sewing, McVeigh Insurance Agency, Ubley Motor Service, Buck Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, and D&M Cabinets. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution of the Internet, without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated is strictly prohibited. We are just getting word as well that the Bad Axe Reese game just stopped due to lightning. No word if it's postponed or canceled there yet. So hang with us here on the WLW Sports Game of the Week. The stands emptying out here. Pull the tarp out of the field here. You know, everyone's hanging out in the dugouts here. We're nice and hanging dry here. We had to kind of close our windows, our laptops hanging out our window, but we're good now. So hang on to WLEW. We will be back after this song. You're tuned to WLEW. It's Ubley 30, Memphis 20. Here comes the rain again. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Hang in there. You're tuned to WLEW.
Show.
You're tuned to WLEW. We're currently in a rain, well, I should say lightning delay here for football game of the week here on WLEW. Ubley 30, Memphis 20. The Reese-Bannex game tied at 0 apiece in the third quarter has been delayed as well due to lightning. And the other game, I presume all the games are being delayed at the moment, but last we heard in the third quarter, Cass City is leading Sandusky 16-12. So Cass City 16, Sandusky 12 in the third quarter. Not sure if that game is still going on or not. All the stands are empty here. We saw lightning, and we are currently about 25 minutes away from starting this one back up if there are no other lightning sites in this area. How the officials have set it up here is if there is lightning spotted once again, the clock on the field will restart to 30 minutes and we'll just start to wind down once again. So it could be a long night, it could be a short night, or it could just be a 30-minute delay. You never know here. In Ubley. This is a first for me, so hang tight, folks. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back right to the music after this. You're tuned to WLEW Sports Game of the Week. It's Ubley 30, Memphis 20.
Once there was a house that stood behind a small white picket fence.
Reset, 30 minutes.
It was a happy house. A family, a dog, in a minivan. But one day, a dark, ominous cloud stopped by. The house quivered and quaked, shuddered with each lightning strike. But it was not scared. No, as it had an insurance policy through Farm Bureau Insurance. The house had called Clark Ramsey at 810-648-2800 and slept soundly through the night. Because with Clark Ramsey, there's nothing to fear.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.